Here we go.
Would like for you now to focus all of your attention on your will center, bringing all of your attention, all of your awareness, all of your intuition. So opening your inner eyes and your inner ears as you're looking at your will center. And in looking at your will center, this goal that you have in mind is included here in the will center. Starts with the words, I want. Which is why it's so important to understand who else is residing in this will center besides the part of you, the conscious, alert, aware part of you who makes a conscious statement about what you want. And recognizing that I want is a statement. It is a magnetic statement. If, here's a big if you allow yourselves to clearly want it without any voices telling you about why you should not have it, why it will not come to you, anything that tells you that you cannot have what you want. Now, you can want all sorts of things that are not good for you. And this is where divine will comes in, and with this, for the highest and best of all concern comes in. Because through this statement, through this perspective, you are clear. Through this perspective of I want being magnetic and being wanting what's in your highest good. It's really important to remember this part. Whatever's in your highest good, and asking for it. Consistently ask for your highest good. Whenever you ask for anything, including questions, ask for your highest good. You know, stick that on the end of everything you ask for. Say, you know, I want a new home in the highest and best for all concerned. I want a new home that's in the highest and best of all concerned. I want perfect health that's in the highest and best of all concerned. Now, just because that statement's on the end doesn't mean that there's necessarily anything negative to what you want. But chances are, because you do not yet have it, and we know that all of you have been wanting certain things for a while now and doing your best to create them. And the reason you don't have it yet is because there are these voices. And it's your job to find those voices, to listen to yourself. Which is why also so important to write it down. Some things only come out when you write. And those things that come out when you write, they're important. They are important to you and your goal. Those things that only come out when you write about them. everything we have given you thus far is a roadmap to being able to consciously create every area in your life. In one way, that is most definitely on everybody's path, to consciously create the life you want. Now, what's also on your path is to create those things that are in the highest good of all concerned. So sometimes that changes what you want. And your job is to allow that. Allow it. If the goal changes, allow it. Trust. Trust in this process. And the only way you're going to trust in this process is through utilizing it. If you will utilize the process, you will learn that it is trustworthy. But you're not going to find that out if you don't do it. Now, emphasize the importance of writing and leaving yourself a trail. And as you write out about what happens and where this all leads, you are learning about how you are and how you create. And all of this is vital information, clearly. Now we want you to relax your mind, and you can stop looking at your will in case you were still looking. And we want you to take a deep breath in, going all the way down to your toes. Feeling this energy going all the way down to your toes. And as you feel this energy moving through your body, you may find there are places where the energy flows more rapidly than others. I want you to take another deep breath in and pay attention to the airflow. Now, before you go all the way down to your toes, I want you to breathe in all the way up to the top of your head, just beneath the crown, and go around the top of your head and then back down, and go down your spine till you reach your legs, and then branching off so that there's a triplicity there, because there's the energy that comes down your spine all the way down to the kundalini and the base of the body. And then there are the two energy streams flowing down the legs, past the ankles. Paying attention for one moment, stop and look at your ankles energetically. We're asking you to look at them energetically. And look at your ankles. How do they look? What's the energy around them look like? And then continuing on down through the foot. And eventually exhaling out the toes. So you're taking that deep breath in all the way up and around and down and out the toes on the exhale. One more time. Up and around the head, down the body, down the legs, down the ankles, through the feet, and out the toes. And now focusing in on the heart, looking at your heart energy. And we want you to look at your heart energy in comparison to your will energy. How do they look? Which one is larger? Which one is brighter? Which one is less defined? Not as clear. Okay, now focusing in again on the heart, just on the heart itself, on the heart energy. Focusing in on this heart energy and looking for any cloudy areas, any areas that don't seem radiant. And if you find those places, and you all have them, add light. Add the color of light you feel most drawn to add to those places. You can use the same color. Or if you like, you can use different colors. But adding light to these areas. Bringing their vibration up until all of your heart energy right now is radiant. Right now it's perfectly radiant. It's radiating outward in all directions. And now, raising up the will energy and the heart energy, and letting for a moment, letting them blend, letting the will and the heart blend, so that it becomes a heart willing to love, a will willing to love. And so you've got this energy of willingness to love. And you're raising it up into the Ajna, this willingness to love. And letting it saturate that center. Let it bring all of its clarity and its magnetism into the Ajna. And you'll notice that the light of the Ajna begins to rotate. And it's turning clockwise. And it's beginning to throw off this enormous blue-violet light in all directions. It is so radiant as to be almost blinding. And all you can see is this perfect electric blue-violet light all around you, all through you, to you, and through you, and all around you. It's a brilliant light. It's a clear light. It's the light of love wisdom made manifest through you. And you let that light recede, having flashed forth out in all directions. That magnetic, attractive willingness to love, drawing to you your highest and best in all areas of your life. And just allowing this and staying open. Open to the idea that this is going to manifest. Just stay open. Stay open, be aware, and be playful and joyful. Just allowing it. Trusting it. Trusting it more and more as you work with the process we've given you. Trusting more and more. This is in combination with the outline we've given you. I want you to combine these two. Now that was not technically a soul alignment. What that was an alignment of the will with the heart. And through their combined energies, bringing that combination of qualities to your mind. And it is your soul's will for you to call for your highest and best. Your soul knows what that is. And you can know too. And right now, in this moment, quieting your mind, following the sound that you hear, letting all thought drift away. Just open. Think of an open door filled with light. And focus on that open door and the light pouring through it. And you magnetically drawn to the open door and the light. And allowing yourself to be drawn to that light, drifting and floating towards the light, toward the open door, easily, effortlessly carried on the flow of yourself as soul, drifting, floating, magnetically drawn to the light. Pouring through that open door. And as you reach the door, you must be the one to step through it. Once you have stepped through it, you have lost yourself in light. For there is nothing in this doorway but light. Everything is light. You are light. Feel the light permeating. First, your skin, feel the light penetrating. It is not a burning light, it is a gentle, loving light. It is a radiant light. And as it enters into the skin, you begin to glow with light. And as it makes its way through the layers of the skin, into the body itself, into the organs and the muscles, into the cartilage and the bones. Feel it penetrating in to all the organs, all the skeleton, all the tissue, into the blood, and down into the cellular level. And this light lighting up veins and arteries, all the cells, the platelets, all light, nothing but light. And going down into the atoms and seeing the very nucleus of the atom and the electrons are nothing but light, trails of light. Even the spaces between are all light. You are light. And as light, you draw to you the very highest and best soul has to offer you. And the light that you are begins to shift and change, growing more and more beautiful, clearer and brighter, more perfect. And now, here at the atomic level, as you receive soul's light, soul's love, soul's intention for this life, let that information permeate your mind. Let it reveal itself to you at exactly the right time, in the perfect way, so that you might know who you are. Right now you are light. And as you experience yourself as light, experience yourself as a quality of light. Which quality of light would you like to manifest in your life right now? Would it be the quality of wisdom, awareness, responsibility, patience, perfect unfoldment, warm and inclusive, gentle and tolerant, patiently faithful? Generously forgiving, what quality are you? What quality are you drawing to you, calling for it, calling through the words, I want to be magnetic to this quality. Name it. So important to name it. Name what you're manifesting. Name it clearly, concisely, perfectly, accurately, completely. And as you name it, you are adding your light to it. It is becoming brighter and brighter, more and more brilliant. And as it becomes more and more brilliant, it is more and more magnetic. And you can feel the magnetism of it. It is drawing you in a way that is both familiar and foreign to you. It is desire, but a desire for the highest and best. And letting that desire that I want, seeing it in a sacred light from a whole perspective that can see that want from start to finish, that can see the highest and best for all concerned, which is always more love and greater light. And now, the light that you are is opening up to let in more of the qualities of love, true love, compassion, understanding, tolerance, inclusiveness, generosity, forgiveness, patience, faithfulness, and absorbing these qualities as they are magnetic to the light, and the light is magnetic to them. And they blend and merge in perfect harmony, creating within you a vibration, a frequency of love and wisdom, light and consciousness. And just absorbing it, letting it happen, recognizing how natural it feels
in your mind,
all through the brain, reforming, transform. And now, thanking all the higher beings who made this possible. Thank yourself, a soul, for loving you unconditionally all the time. And asking to be shown how to do the same. Coming back slowly into the room when you are ready. ready. We bid you, master.